Look, if you're in so much of a hurry, you can lower a rope or a branch or find something useful to do, you know.
I could do that. I have a rope up here, but I do not think he'd be willing to accept my help since I am only waiting to kill you.
That does put a damper on the relationship.
But I promise, I will not kill you until you reach the top.
I'm sorry, but you'll just have to wait.
I hate waiting.
Those familiar lines there were delivered by high school students Eli Hunt and Brian Vinois in a recent speech class. The two were rehearsing drama sketches that Vinois said they might take to the speech and debate competition happening this weekend in Anchorage.
It's going fairly well. We're memorizing our lines. We have the motions fairly well down.
The speech class and club are growing in popularity with DHS students, and this will be the first year that the top three will get the chance to compete for a state title. Vinois is an excellent speaker and musician and has a rare natural ease in front of groups of people. He says it's a good thing that the school is adding emphasis to its speech program.
It gives people a different option for what they can choose. Usually there's the traditional electives like shop, and there's always the after-school sports. But I like that the school's offering something during the day for something we could use for presenting in the future for whatever job we have.
In agreement is Vinois' co-performer, Eli Hunt, heard there reciting the part of famed swordsman in Iggy Montoya.
It gets us out of our comfort zone. It helps us reach out more. And it helps us learn to not freeze when we're up on stage or up at a podium publicly speaking.
The students are rehearsing for a variety of speaking events. Some are focusing on dramatic, usually comedic sketches. The Princess Bride and Monty Python are popular choices this year. Then there's the forensic speech category, an example from which is the Foreign Extemporaneous event, where a student draws a card that has three questions about current international events. After picking one of the questions, he or she has just 30 minutes to research the topic before speaking about it for 5 to 7 minutes, without any notes. Dillingham's Tommy Pauling will be competing in original oration, where he'll deliver a memorized 8 to 10 minute speech that advocates for change on a current issue of his own choosing.
And I've been looking into gun control, and part of my speech, the opening, is there's been a lot of talk about guns in our country lately, but they aren't focusing on the real issue. They're trying to rule out automatic firearms, semi-automatic, and restricting clip sizes and so on, but that's just it. All they're really doing is restricting the carnage that it could be. They aren't solving the real issue. They're only beginning to scratch the surface.
Pauling's coach said the rest of that speech is both pragmatic and a little provocative. The coach is Nathan Katsubas, who also teaches the speech class. He says it's a useful skill that he's glad to see more kids taking an interest in.
It is absolutely great to help kids learn to think on their feet and to process their minds while they're in the middle of a discussion. So that's one great thing. It's important to speak confidently in public, especially if we face a lot of serious issues here in Bristol Bay. And we need our future leaders to be able to confidently address a room and persuade people.
Katsuba says he hopes to send students to the state competition every spring, and next year would like to expand the DHS program to include the debate category. But this weekend in Anchorage, Dillingham's top speakers will be giving it their best in forensics and drama.
I could give you my word as a Spaniard.
No good. Known too many Spaniards.
Is there any way you'll trust me?
Nothing comes to mind.
I swear on the soul of my father, Domingo Montoya, you will reach the top alive.
Lower the rope.
Connor Ito contributed to this report. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.